Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with My Opel, rewarding loyalty and taking care of members.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
An investigation has been launched into the behaviour of a number of prison officers during the escort of a gangland criminal to and from court. Now, it's understood that some of the officers went on the beer in Dublin before travelling back to Portlaoise with the prisoner. Mick Clifford is special correspondent with the Irish Examiner and he joins me on the line. Good morning, Mick.
Morning, Claire.
So this is your front page story this morning. It's a fairly extraordinary one. Take us through the setup. What was happening? This prisoner was being taken to Dublin from Portlaoise.
Yes, that's a pretty common occurrence, a prisoner being escorted from Portlaoise prison or any of the big prisons to the Criminal Courts of Justice building. In this case, it was for the individual was considered to be a major gangland criminal and he was going for a sentencing hearing. Now, in this case, there were four prison officers accompanying him, senior officers and three ordinary junior officers. That's an indication that he was considered somewhat dangerous because what you might call the ordinary average prisoner, it might be only two officers. And having four going is kind of just south of an armed escort, which would be for the most dangerous criminals in the state, where you'd have a guard, a car accompanying you with two armed detectives. So that's just an indication that the individual is considered to be relatively dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they got to Dublin, and the normal fare there is that the prisoner is held in cells in the CCJ and brought up for the court hearing in the courtroom, or perhaps for consultations with a lawyer, during which time you would typically have two or three at least of the officers standing around the prisoner for security reasons and that kind of thing. In this instance, it would appear that three of the three junior officers engaged in drinking. It's not clear whether they did so within the CCJ through alcohol they brought themselves or whether they frequented one of the local public houses. But what has been established...
Are you saying, Mick, that when the prisoner was brought to the court, that they weren't really needed at that point?
Well, they are. Anyone who's been in the court would know that you would have perhaps two officers standing in the court. Now, it is unclear whether, for example, they drank in relays or the three of them went off together. I would have thought it would be very unusual if the three of them would have been able to go off together.
Mm-hmm.
And that there had been at least one other along with the senior officer when the prisoner was being held in the cells and, as I say, just brought up for what was a relatively brief court appearance on this occasion.
So the senior officer then was basically looking after this prisoner at one stage on his own, certainly on the trip back to Portlaoise, because the other three, according to your report this morning, not only were they not really capable of looking after this prisoner, but they certainly weren't capable of driving.
Yeah, and typically one of the officers would have been assigned to be the driver for the day. For example, it's even unclear whether the senior officer was qualified to drive, but one way or the other, this senior officer came to the conclusion that the other three couldn't, and contrary to the regulations, the senior officer, who should really have been in charge of security over the other three, took the decision to drive. Now, the senior officer is in a bit of trouble as well, because at that point, strictly speaking, the senior officer should have contacted the prison and explained, we have an issue, the three junior officers are not in fit state, we need to do something, but it would appear that instead of taking that course, the senior officer decided to make the most of what was there and took control and drove the vehicle, got on the M7 on the way back to Portlaoise.
And then the three who had been on the beer, as you say, they requested a pit stop.
Certainly, at least one of them. I mean, as you can imagine, the call in nature becomes more intense after alcohol, but it would seem that this became quite urgent. And as I understand, there's a conversation. Initially, the senior officer said no way, because it was completely against the rules. As you can imagine, you're escorting a prisoner, the idea of stopping for anything other than something that is entirely security-based is a complete no-no. But it appears there were some intense discussions, and one version has it that there was a threat to use makeshift facilities in the van if the vehicle was stopped. But one way or the other, they stopped at Junction 14 and the M7. Your listeners will be well aware of it.
I know as well, yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of facilities there, a lot of eateries and what have you. And the three of them went in and relieved themselves there. Now, according to one version, and it's pretty reliable, but is that while inside, the senior officer then was cuffed to the prisoner outside, left on their own. And while inside, the three took the advantage of the situation to have a quick fast food meal before returning out to the van and getting back on the road to Portlaoise.
I'm visualising this. The senior officer is cuffed. He's looking after this gangland criminal on his own. And the three lads are in having chips.
That is one version of the story. There's no question they stopped and they used facilities, but it's been suggested that that also happened in some capacity. Whether or not they sat inside and did so, or were outside at the van or whatever, that's quite unclear. But there's certainly no urgency, it would appear, about the job they were on.
And they may not have had chips. They may have had something completely different, but that's probably not material.
They may have had a cucumber sandwich. Right?
What happened then? What do you know of what happened, Mick, when they got back to Portlaoise prison?
They got back to Portlaoise prison and it became obvious to some people within the prison fairly soon what had happened. Word spread very quickly. The specific mechanism by which the management became aware, I'm unsure, but there was certainly viewings of the CCTV at the screening area, which is just inside the entrance where you're screened as you come into the prison, to see what kind of condition they were in returning. As I understand it, there's also efforts to obtain CCTV footage from the CCJ of how they were up there. But one way or the other, that was the basis for investigation into the day's event. Mm-hmm.
We have been on to the Department of Justice this morning and they say that the department has been notified of a possible serious breach of an Irish Prison Service escort protocol. The matter is currently being investigated by the Irish Prison Service and it wouldn't be appropriate to provide further comment at this time. The Prison Service then can confirm it has commenced an investigation into allegations of a breach of escort protocol by prison staff under the Civil Service Discipline Code. The Prison Service treats all such allegations with the utmost seriousness and ensures that allegations of misconduct are investigated at all times. So confirmation there that an investigation is underway, Mick.
Yeah, well, you got more than I did anyway, Claire, because last night all they were willing to say to me was that the prison service did not comment on internal staff or disciplinary matters.
Okay.
But quite obviously, things have moved on since this morning's story in the Irish Examiner, I would suggest.
Yeah, this is unusual, it's worth saying. And I mean, the prison service say in their statement that, you know, staff carry out their duties with integrity, commitment and professionalism in line with the values of the prison service and so on. This is an unusual incident, would you say?
Yes, it is. And any knowledge I've acquired would definitely suggest that. No, it is unusual. It's not unheard of, as I understand, as far in situations like this. For example, some would obviously get a bit of time after their lunch. They're on an escort up to Dublin. They might go out and have a pint. And perhaps that might have extended to two or three once or twice. But the kind of culture that was there going back a number of years, this would not have been terribly unusual. But it's certainly, in the modern world, it would be relatively unusual, yeah.
So are the four being investigated or the three?
As I understand it, it's the four. The senior officer has an issue in that when this arose up in the CCJ, the senior officer then should have contacted the prison
to say we have a problem.
Yes, exactly. And the second thing is apparently the senior officer initially was not forthcoming on the basis that the senior officer didn't want to get the others into too much difficulty. So therefore a problem has arisen there.
Okay. Were all four involved men?
I prefer not to get into the genders, to be honest with you, Claire, because there could be issues over identity, particularly when there's an investigation going on.
Okay. Mick, thanks very much for bringing us that. Mick Clifford there from the Irish Examiner.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.